Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey, everyone. So today we are going to talk about something that I think is plaguing too many Christian women, maybe men as well, but I specifically talk to Christian women. So we are going to go more into depth on what that is in just a minute. But first, I want to say if you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. And if you are not new here, thank you for coming back. I'm so blessed to have you here as well. So today is another one of those kind of real life scenarios, something that happened to me in the last couple days, and I don't have any notes, so I'm hoping that I don't babble, because I tend to do that if I don't have something to follow. And also my dog's in here with me today, so hopefully he will stay quiet throughout the duration. But what I wanted to talk about is when Christians live in hopelessness. And where this all started is I am in several widows groups on Facebook, and there is many times, one specifically is a Christian widows group. And many times there are people that are coming in, women that are coming in and saying that they are basically hopeless. They wish they would have died with their spouse. They're sometimes contemplating suicide even, feel that they can't get out of bed. They have no motivation. And the first post that kind of started a waterfall of posts, she just said, "I'm looking for motivation because I don't have any. I just can't seem to find it. And since he's gone, there just is no motivation. And I just don't want to do this anymore." And so the post went on from there. And immediately there was, I want to say there ended up being hundreds of comments on the post. But up until the time that I commented, there was nobody in, I would say, at least 50, 60, 70, somewhere in their comments that had actually told her that it doesn't have to be this way. There was so much of the, I get where you are, I'm where you are too, he was my everything, I'll never be able to move on, I have no purpose for doing anything anymore, I did everything for him. And it just went on and on and on like this. And I really wanted to make a post in there, but sometimes they're not well received. Many times they're not well received. So I just went on with my day. I actually did a post on my private or on my own Facebook page outside of the group. And it actually got a lot of traction. There were a lot of people that were writing messages and sharing it and saying that had helped them so much, because as a Christian, we are not to mourn like we have no hope. And this doesn't necessarily have to go for somebody that's had a loss. It could be, maybe you lost your job, maybe your kid is sick, maybe you are finding yourself in a financial situation that's hard. It can be any of these things. Anytime you fall on hard times, we don't have to go into the mindset that our life is over and that we can't go on. And I actually had a lady that commented on my Facebook post on my private page, and not my private page, but my general Facebook page, my profile. And she made the comment that I took something out of the group and posted it there, and I was just trying to make money off them, because I'm a life coach, if you don't know that. But, and then she blocked me, so I couldn't even respond to her. But in that post, I was just trying to make a point that it doesn't have to be this way. And it's heartbreaking to me to see Christian women that feel that there is no hope, that they are to a point in their life that there is no hope. And the Bible tells us that it should not be that way. The Bible tells us very specifically to take our thoughts captive and to make them obedient to Christ. And it tells us in Philippians 4:8, the things to think on, whatever is lovely, whatever is joyful, that verse, and I should have written that down. I did not. But the Bible tells us on the things to think about. And it also tells us that if we resist the devil, he will flee. Feelings of depression, anxiety, fear. We are commanded so many times not to fear in the Bible. And we are told that if we resist those, he will flee, and that the devil only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so for people to be stuck in that and to not be willing to listen, I guess, when you offer advice that things can be better, you know, they just want to stay in that place. It's heartbreaking. And I just don't feel that it should be that way if you call yourself a Christian. And the lady that had commented that I shouldn't have shared that, I was just trying to make money. I did not share the name of the widow's group it was in. I did not share the name of the lady that had commented that I was kind of sharing as an example. But the one lady said that she had felt that way for 13 years. Her husband had been gone for 13 years. And I just can't fathom how you could live a life of hopelessness for 13 years. I tend to err on the side of tough love. And to me, that means that your husband was your idol. And I recognize that because I was there. My husband used to be my idol. Everything I did was for him. My whole life was for him. Everything I did every day was for him. And if the Lord wouldn't have worked in my heart before he took him, I could see where I could be that person. But because I turned to the Lord and I started getting to know him on an intimate level, and I was in his word, I was applying his word, which is so, it's so important when you're trying to change how you're living your life. Things were different when my husband passed away, and things were different when there was money troubles, or, you know, when we had to walk through something hard. And so I had went back into the group yesterday. I just felt convicted to answer a post of a lady that I have talked back and forth with a couple of times. And there's just so many people within the group that are hurting, and I understand that. And it's almost like they want to hold on to the grief and keep it. And they're arguing for why it's okay to feel that way. And nobody's telling them how to grieve. Nobody has told them that they should just move on. Nobody has told them that that they shouldn't be grieving, or that it's been long enough. Nobody's telling them any of that. What they're saying is that they should not be stuck in that place. They should not be living in a place where they have no hope because they claim Christ. And it's just, again, heartbreaking how many of them want to fight for their right to stay stuck. And, you know, one lady had replied to the comment this morning and just said, you know, everybody's different and you should just come in here and give them encouragement and tell them that you're praying for them. But when somebody's in that state of mind, telling them that they're praying for them is not necessarily the answer. Obviously, you want to pray for them, but giving them tactical steps to take may help them move forward. But at the end of the day, they have to make a choice that they want to move on and that they don't want to be stuck there. And so I had responded back to her and said, everybody gets to grieve in their own way, in their own time. But if you claim Christ, the Bible tells us that we should not be in a position of hopelessness and despair and even to the point of suicide. And, you know, they're mad that I keep saying it's a choice. You're making a choice. It's a hard choice. It's excruciating. You're not going to want to. But sometimes as an adult, you have to make choices that are uncomfortable. And you have to want to get yourself out of that place. And I feel that if you go into a group like that and you're just going in there to complain, you should be going in there to ask for help. What tactically can I do to move on from this? But they're not. They're just going in there looking for somebody to pat them on the back and tell them it's okay that they're living that way. And it's not. And then they get upset when you tell them that it's not okay. And so I had asked her, like, you know, what should we do to somebody that's in that position? Like, they're not coming in looking for help. They want to know if anybody else feels that way, because then it validates their feelings, but it doesn't help them move past it. And so I said, do I get a hold of them and contact their family? Do I help them find a Christian counselor? You know, do I contact their church family? Like, what are you saying we should do for these people that feel like they're hopeless? And you know, another thing, do I offer my services? Because then everybody's mad that you're preying on the widows and taking money from the widows. And that's not it either. Like, I could help her. I've been there. I know what it took to get me out of that place, or why I didn't fall into that deep despair when I lost my husband. You know, but that's not acceptable either. So I guess the reason for me sharing all of this is just to say that if you are in a bad place, if you're feeling stuck in a bad place, if you feel like you don't know how to move forward, there is help for you. But you have to make the choice that you're ready to take the steps to move forward. If you are looking for somebody to help guide you in that process, please reach out. If it's not me, I can set you up with other people. I can help you find a Christian counselor in your area. Whatever that is, if you are going through a hard time and you need help and you are struggling, you have to make the choice to be able to move forward. And if you don't, no amount of griping on social media or looking for sympathy on social media is going to help you get where you're supposed to go, or where you should be going, especially if you claim Christ. John 10:10 says that he came to bring us life and to bring it abundantly. And living a life that is depressed and hopeless and no will to live and no reason to go on, that is not the abundant life that Christ died to give us. So if you are a Christ follower, I just want to challenge you, regardless of where you're at, you can choose to be in a different place. You can choose to move forward. Depending on your circumstance, is it going to be super hard and there's stuff you're going to work through and, you know, you may stumble and have to stand back up? Absolutely. But you absolutely can take steps to move forward and to get to a better place. So I hope this challenges you. I hope I didn't ramble too bad, and I will see you guys again soon. Bye-bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.